Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon joins me to talk about what's on. And after the rather surprising news last week that cinemas would reopen this week, or at least begin to, we're going to stick with our selection of little screen options until we settle in a bit. Big screen options will be reviewed shortly, but today we'll start with Tenet. Now, Susie, I remember looking at Tenet coming out last year when cinemas were briefly open, but now Tenet is available on our little screens at home.
Yeah. So the first one we're going to talk about is Tenet, which comes out on a Sky show. It's out now, so you can watch that one. And it was the kind of movie that was supposed to bring people back to the cinema.
I think that this is one that would have been amazing on a big screen. So I hope that you've got a widescreen, huge, chunky TV at home to watch this. Because this one sort of reminds me a little bit of The Matrix, in that it's a sort of time-bending science fiction action thriller. Tell me, what's the actual synopsis of this film?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This one sees a special agent called the Protagonist given a single word as his only weapon, and he must use this on his mission to stop World War III. He has to travel through time. He bends the laws of nature in order to be successful in his mission. He's using something called inverted bullets to travel. The people he comes up against, 1 minute they might be his enemy, and the next they might be his friend. So it's one of those kind of, you gotta pay attention.
Well, stay on your toes. Let's have a quick listen to the trailer.
We're trying to prevent World War III.
I'm not saying I'm getting here.
No. Something worse.
Why don't you bring me in?
You really want to know?
He can communicate with the future.
Time travel?
No.
Inversion.
So not Armageddon, but something worse, and not time travel, but inversion. This one is directed by Christopher Nolan, who's got some pretty epic movies under his belt, of course.
He sure does. He did Interstellar, which is another one of those kind of odd time and space sort of movies, and as well as Dunkirk, and obviously a bunch of other ones. He did The Dark Knight, a bunch of really, really epic movies. But this one is his latest one, and he does have a bit of an admission. There is a lot of things in this movie where they talk about scientific theories that are based on real scientific theories and physics concepts. But Christopher Nolan, he says, we're not going to make any case for this being scientifically accurate. So maybe if you watch it, we can accept that it's not real.
The idea, though, is something he has come up with over quite a chunk of time.
Yeah, so he's been working on this for 20 years, although he didn't start writing the script until 2014. He probably had to spend all of that time tweaking his script, and then by the time he was done with all of that, he was ready to hit the ground running, and the pandemic did not stop him. So that movie was put out with all of the acting and everything done during the pandemic, and like we said earlier, it was meant to be everyone's kind of return to cinema, but we're going to have to deal with it on the little screen for now.
Oh, and I'm glad to be able to see it. I'm pretty happy about that. Need a good old epic movie like that, I think.
Yeah.
It'd be good to watch that one. That's on Sky Show and available now. Then let's move over to Disney Plus and take a look at Big Shot.
I'm excited about this one, and let me tell you why, Kat, because I am a massive fan of anything to do with sports. If it's a movie or a TV show, I can watch the heck out of it. But that might make you think that I'm a massive sports fan. I do not watch sport at all. But if it is a TV show or a movie about sport, I can watch it all day long. So I'm really, really excited about this one. Let me tell you a little bit about it. It's out now on Disney Plus. It's got some really good actors in it. It's got Uncle Jesse from Full House, John Stamos, for those who know his name. And it's created by David E. Kelly. He did Ally McBeal back in the 90s. 20s. He did The Practice, and more recently he did Big Little Lies. So this one is about the temperamental basketball coach, and he goes too far and he gets the sack from his prestigious college basketball job. And he winds up coaching basketball to girls at a private girls' high school. I think that they're trying to say that this is a bit of a downstep, but it doesn't seem like it. So his brash approach that he used on these college basketball players doesn't really work the same with the girls that he's having to deal with. And he has to learn how to motivate them if they want to succeed.
Let's have a quick listen.
Coach Marvin Korn is going from the NCAA to some fancy high school.
Personally, I think it's all a big mistake, but I'm prepared to make the best of it.
I'm going to teach you my system of basketball from the ground up. Smaller steps, but faster.
My ball! Is the whistle really necessary?
Yes, it really is.
Okay, then.
So when I watched the trailer for this one, I recognize a lot of faces. We've got John Stamos from Full House in it. Another one is a lady named Jessalyn Gilsig. You might not recognize her name, but if you did watch Glee, then you will recognize that actress. And she's very, very good. She's a great actress. The next one is Yvette Nicole Brown. She's from Community. She is so funny in Community. So if you haven't seen that one, that's another one to watch. But she's in this one too, and she's the dean of the high school for the girls.
Nice. Let's jump over quickly and look at The Serpent out on Netflix. It's already out. It's trending.
It's a dramatization of a real life event. So in the 70s, long hairs or hippies traveled through Asian countries in search of enlightenment, fun and cheap travel. But some met their fateful death at the hands of someone called Charles Soprache and his girlfriend Marie Andre, or Alan and Monique as they call themselves. The couple drugged and robbed tourists and lived off their travel money and travelers' checks. It wasn't until an employee of the Dutch consulate started looking into the death of two Dutch nationals that the serial murders came to light.
Little bit terrifying there, a very serious one. So based on a real life story, and in actual fact, the male serial killer Soprache has been interviewed several times by journalists interested in the case though. Have you found anything out about the actual murderer?
Yeah, so there's lots and lots about him because, like you say, he has been interviewed by lots of people that were interested in the case from the 70s all the way up until more recently. People that interviewed him back in the day have watched this TV show and said, you know, there are some things that the TV show got spot on. Things like his detachment and his callousness. But they unfortunately miss out on things like showing his wit and his charm. Now, that is a theme that you might recognize with serial killers, that wit and charm that makes it possible for them to be successful in luring their victims into their trap.
There we go. Three things to check out this week. Tenet on Sky Show. That movie is available now. Also, Big Shot on Disney Plus, and then The Serpent on Netflix. All out, all ready for you to stream. If you want to find links to get 7 days access to Sky Show, though, completely free, check out our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.